Good morning. This is Mark Cole with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, May 26th. And the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for July corn up 3.25 cents at 623.5. July wheat down 5.25 cents at 651.25. And July beans down 3.5 cents at 1508.25. Once again today, there were no export sales. That's now, I think, the fourth day in a row. China hasn't bought anything out here, which I think is a big disappointment to the market. Yesterday's break of the market seemingly was due to the fact that most traders believe that the Chinese will be canceling old crop sales and moving them into new crop, which is really no surprise to anyone. We've got good rains around the country, heavy rains, in fact, in a lot of areas. The temperatures are cooling off. Chicago for the next 3 days is going to be in the 60s, lows in the 50s, but then we get right back into the 70s, mid-70s to high 70s. By Memorial Day. Again, there's going to be scattered rains around. Anybody counting on hot and dry certainly has got to be a little bit concerned out here. We're getting pretty good moisture around the country. The areas that have been dry, the Dakotas, Oregon, certain parts of Texas, Michigan are still dry, but there's rains forecast over the next 3 to 4 days. So I think most of the places are going to get some rain. Now, every year there's a dry spot somewhere or two, But I don't see any major concerns out here as far as the weather goes. On the demand front, again, we don't see anything big out here. There's no wheat demand or very little of it. The Egyptians keep taking Romanian or Russian wheat. We don't see any bean export business. The beans themselves, we've got, I think, bigger acres coming as well as more corn acres coming. And I just think this thing's going to be a slow erosion as the funds want to blow out. Question is, how much do they want to blow out before the long Memorial Day weekend? And they may want to cut these positions down. You know, they're now short wheat. They're not too far away from being short. They're only about 15,000 meal, maybe 20,000 meal. But that could be taken care of in a heartbeat out here. So, you know, I think the meal is the next one for the funds to get short. And it would make sense that the beans might go and then corn. So if the funds want to liquidate. Now, are there people out there that want to buy these breaks looking for, you know, hot, dry summer? Yeah, but my point has been for a while here, it could be a good 4 weeks before we get into anything hot and dry out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.